弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother, sister, peace to you all.
今天是我们一同学习哥罗西书的最后一讲。
And today is the last sermon about the book of the Colossians.
题目就是侍奉和祷告的意义。
The topic is the meaning of the serving and prayer.
相信很多基督徒都同意呢，就是祷告永远是排在第一位。
I believe all the Christians we agree that Christian prayer is always ranked the first.
为什么这么说呢？
Why?
因为祷告呢，表明谦卑我们自己来到神的面前。
Because the prayer show that we are humble and we are willing to come before the God.
我们做神的事工必须要依靠神。
Because when we do the ministry, we need to rely on God.
第二个呢，是因为在这个属灵的征战当中，我们必须要来靠祷告才能得胜。
In addition, in this spiritual battle, we need to rely on prayer to win.
第三个呢，是我们透过祷告，我们才可以经历神很多的恩典。
And the third, through the prayer, we can experience the God's grace.
所以大家看一下这个 PowerPoint 上面有三个重点。
So let's look at the PowerPoint. There's three points.
因为这三个原因，所以弟兄姐妹要牢牢记住，祷告永远是放在第一位。
And because there are three reasons, so I want brother and sister to remember the prayer is always ranked the first.
我来读哥罗西书的四章二到六节给大家听。
And I'm going to read the Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 to 6.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎么样回答个人。
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of the Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim this clearly, as I should.Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of the grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
请大家特别注意第二节。
I want everybody pay attention on the verse 2.
那是圣灵透过使徒保罗对我们说的。
And it's because through the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul said this to us.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Devote yourself to prayer. Be watchful and thankful.
恒切，什么叫恒切呢？
So what mean devote yourself? What does that mean?
就是你常常的，你很认真的，你很迫切的来向神祷告。
And that means you pray very often, you are earnest to pray to the God.
你有没有常常祷告呢？
Do you often pray?
你除了为自己祷告以外，有没有为教会，我们教会今年的三大目标祷告呢？
Besides to pray for your own need, have you ever prayed for the church three goals this year?
我们真的大家有一起加油了。
Let us cheer together.
你知道我们教会今年的三大目标是什么吗？
Did you know what are the three goals of the church this year?
好不好，我们来复习一下，打开你的周报看一下。
Please open our weekly announcement pages there.
在这个教会事工报告的最下面。
And it usually is on the bottom of the weekly announcement.
第一个教会的第一个目标就是要加强祷告的宽度和深度。
So the first goal is to strengthen our prayers by broadening our wide and depending our depth.
第二个就是要加强主日学，而且要学以致用。
Number two, strengthen our Sunday school studies by putting it into practice.
第三个就是要全力发展什么？儿童事工。
And the third, the fully developed children ministry.
看见我们的小孩子越来越多了。
And you can see we have the more and more children in our church.
马上六月份我们就有 VBS 了。
And in June, we are going to have the vocational Bible school.
所以牧师鼓励大家多花一点时间为教会的三大目标祷告。
So as the pastor, I encourage everybody to pray for the church three goals this year.
很多人都同意嘛。
And I believe everybody agrees that.
这个祷告呢，就像一个属灵的发电厂。
The prayer is like the spiritual power plant.
啊，我们看一下这个 PowerPoint 啊。这个祷告呢，我的意思是说，祷告就像一个核能的属灵的发电厂。
And the prayer is like the spiritual nuclear power plant.
因此它能够发出巨大的能量。
Because the prayer can make a huge energy.
1887年天父垂听了一群人的祷告。
In 1887, the Heavenly Fathers listened to the prayers of the group of the people.
结果是中国的内地会差派出100位的宣教士进入中国更乡下内地的地方。
As a result, the China Inland Mission have sent 100 missionaries to the remote mainland to spread the gospel of the Jesus.
因着祷告，这些100位的宣教士进入更乡下的内地传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Because of the prayer, so there's 100 missionaries that enter the more remote mainland to spread the gospel of the Jesus and save many people.
带领了许多许多的人得救
，and then they leave a lot of people to be saved.
另外还有一位牧师，他的墓碑上有纪念他的文字
，and the commemorative text on the tombstone of one pastor.
因他的祷告，医院被建立起来
，because of his prayers, the hospital was built up.
因他的祷告，医生和护士的心被激励起来。
Because of his prayers, the hearts of the doctor and the nurses were motivated.
因他的祷告，孤儿院被建立起来。
Because of his prayers, the orphanage was established.
因他的祷告，使许多人的爱心奉献能够养活那些孤儿院的孤儿们。
And because of his prayers, many people's loving offerings support the offering.
弟兄姐妹，你需要深深相信一件事情。
So dear brothers, sister, we need to believe deeply.
就是天父乐意垂听我们的祷告。
Because our God is willing to listen our prayer.
我们的神是永远愿意。垂听我们祷告的神。
Our God is the God who always listens to us.
马太七章七到八节那里提醒我们说。
And the book of the Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8.
啊，如果有 PowerPoint 的话啊，我们一起读一下。啊，一起来，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Do we have a PowerPoint for that?
啊，没有，没关系。
All right.So, 7 said, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
我再读一遍。我把你们改成我们，因为这个经文大家都很熟悉。我们祈求就给我们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给我们开门。
Ask.It will be given to us. Seek, and we will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to us.
请问弟兄姐妹，你听见什么？
So, dear brothers, sisters, what you heard about it?
你是不是听见神给我们的应许？
And did you hear the promise that God gave to us?
就是当你祈求的时候，神就给你们。
Because when you seek, the God will provide us.
当你专心、诚心、努力去寻找神的时候，神就贴近你。
So when you seek, and God will very close to you.
这是神给我们的应许。
Because this is the promise that God gave to us.
那神本来就是绝对信实可靠的神。
Because our God is the faithful God.
因此我们要把握这一个祷告的权柄和机会。
So we need to grasp this privilege of the prayer.
祷告要成为我们属灵的呼吸啊。
So the prayer become our spiritual breath.
就是要成为一个很自然的事情。
And this is a very natural thing.
我以前说过嘛。
And I have said it before.
你不需要长篇大论的祷告。
You don't have to pray in a long sentence.
当你的意念想到主的时候。
When your mind think about God.
哪怕是简单的一两句。
And just the one or two words.
主啊，我感谢赞美你。
And God, I thank you.
就是祷告。
And this is the prayer.
早上你醒了，你一醒来的时候，第一个意念是什么
？And every morning when you wake up, what's the first thoughts come in your mind?
今天早上你睁开眼醒来的时候，你的第一个意念是什么
？So when this morning when you woke up, what is the first thoughts came out in your mind?
你不需要告诉我。
You don't have to tell me.
神知道。
But God knows it.
你是多久以后才想到神？
So take for how long before you think about our God?
哦，当我们上说哦主啊，我多么爱你的时候
，When we say God, I really love you very deeply.
我盼望不是在教堂里面才想到说哦主啊，我来敬拜你，我爱你。
And I hope we are not just because we are in a church, so we say Lord, we love you.
而是在你还没有来之前。
And just before you came to the church, you already think about it.
你的心思意念就已经清。这一位爱你的主。
So your mind and soul already think about our Lord and close to our Lord.
下午走出教堂以后呢
？And in the afternoon when you go out to the church.
当你开车回家的时候，你仍然可以赞美歌颂主。
And when you drive the car on the way home, you can praise the Lord on the way.
晚上吃完晚饭，你洗碗的时候呢？
At a dinner time when you wash your dishes.
哦，感谢赞美主，我能够把碗洗得很干净啊。
And we want to thank you, Lord, I'd be able to clean all the dishes.
我说的清楚吗
？So am I saying very clearly?
那个重点就是随时随地你想到主的时候，你都可以祷告，感谢神，赞美神，求神带领你嘛。
So the key point is we can praise, we can. Thanks our Lord at any time, any place, any minute.
这是保罗要我们的恒切祷告的真正意思。
And this is the way the Paul wants us to devote ourselves to prayer.
那祷告不仅仅是寻求神的帮助而已。
And you know the prayer, we are not only seeking the help from our Lord.
更重要的是，透过祷告，我们能够与主建立一个亲密的关系。
And the most important thing is through the prayer, we can have a close relationship with our Lord.
有的时候，甚至透过祷告，能够改变我们自己的生命。
And even sometimes through the prayer, we can change our life.
因为圣灵会光照我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will shine on us.
很多人误会了，以为祷告只是单向的，哦，只是我们单单向神求什么，我们只是 one way. No.
A lot of people misunderstood that. They thought prayer is just the one way communication.
祷告是 two way. 祷告是因为当你亲近神的时候，当你呼求主名的时候，你的心思意念完全来到这个施恩的宝座面前。
Actually, the prayer is the two-way communication. When you call out the God's law, there's the two-way.
神也在你祷告的时候呢，会给你一些亮光，会启示你，会向你说话。
So when you pray to the God, God will give you some insights, so you will understand.
所以祷告需要很多的操练，很多灵里面晋升的操练。
So the prayer, we need to train on that.
在旧约里面，尼希米是一个祷告
人。Nehemiah in the Old Testament is the prayer.
他是一个常常向神祷告人。
He often prayed to the Lord.
当他从这个波斯的王宫回到耶路撒冷的时候呢
？When he returned to the Jerusalem from the royal palace.
尼希米看到这个残破的家园，还有那一个啊城墙，也是破损不堪。
He saw the broken home and the damaged walls.
他怎么办
？What should he do？
祷告。
Pray。
啊，求神给他智慧。
And he asked for God's wisdom。
在祷告中，神就给他很多的启发，很多的智慧。
So through the prayer, God gave him a lot of insight and gave a lot of wisdom.
以至于尼西米一个人，他就起来号召当地的耶路撒冷很多他的同胞。
So the Nehemiah began to call on his compatriots, the Israelites.
尼西米要他的以色列同胞来重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
So Nehemiah wants his compatriots to rebuild the walls of the Jerusalem.
然后尼希米在经过许多的内忧外患当中
，and Nehemiah went through a lot of all internal and external troubles.
靠着祷告，结果以52天的时间重建了耶路撒冷的城墙。
And with the prayer, the Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of the Jerusalem in 52 days.
52天的时间把耶路撒冷城墙重新建立的好。
They rebuilt the wall of the Jerusalem in 52 days.
让当时的仇敌哑口无言。
And they let the enemy at that time speechless.
所以大家看见祷告是何等重大的事情。
So what's the important event the prayer is?
那今天我们的教会要成为一个热爱祷告的教会。
And today our church wants to be a church that truly loves the prayer.
祷告切切不要成为一个形式化的祷告。
So the prayer is not just the format.
祷告要从心里面去祷。
And we need to pray with our mind and soul.
啊，让这个祷告真是发自我们的内心，成为一个馨香的这个祷告的祭，献到耶和华的面前。
So we should pray from the inside our heart. That the prayer becomes a sweet offering to our God.
我们教会必须要重修祷告的祭坛。
Yes, our church, we need to rebuild the altar of the prayer.
只有祷告的火越烧越旺的时候，教会才会复兴。
So only the fire of the prayer burn more and more, and our church will revive.
如同保罗劝勉我们说，要恒切祷告，并要警醒感恩嘛。
Just like the Paul advised us, devote ourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful.
多祷告就多有什么力量嘛。
You pray more, you have more strength.
少祷告呢，就少有什么力量。
Pray stress and less strength.
如果你不祷告呢，你就没有力量。
No prayer, no strength.
所以弟兄姐妹，你真的要常常操练祷告。
So dear brother, sister, we need to train our prayer often.
你要有这个祷告的火，你要有这个 passion， 你要有这个热情，你要有这个动力，为你自己，为你的家人，为教会，为小组祷告。
So you need to have there the firm words. You need to have that patience, and we need to pray for our church very often.
然后请大家注意啊，第五节。
And let's pay attention on the verse 5.
保罗说：“你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。”
Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
什么是外人？
So what is outsiders?
外人就是福音朋友嘛。
An outsider is the gospel seeker friend.
使徒保罗劝勉我们要用智慧与福音朋友交往。
And Paul advised us, we need to go with the gospel seekers with wisdom.
你有没有福音朋友？
Do you have any gospel seeker friend?
基督徒做久了有一个现象。
And being a Christian for a long time, we have this phenomenon.
我们来往都是我们自己的 body， 都是主内的弟兄姐妹。
And we used to associate with the friends we know.
很好。
And that's good.
但是我们缺少了福音朋友。
But we lack of the gospel seeker friends.
我们要想办法去认识新的福音朋友。
We need to find a way to meet new people.
机会来了。
And this good opportunity is coming.
下个主日就是母亲节。
And because the next week week is the worship of the Mother's Day.
所以我鼓励你要抓住一年只有一次的母亲节的特别崇拜。
So we must seize this opportunity once a year.
然后你就热情的、大方的邀请你所认识的朋友来参加母亲节的特别聚会。
So warmly invite them to participate our worship of the Mother's Day next week.
下个主日的题目就是透过母爱来认识什么？神的大爱。
So our topic for the next week is know God's love through the Mother's love.
大家都可以背下来了吧
？So I believe everybody can remember it.
透过什么？母爱来认识神的大爱。
Know God's love through the Mother's love.
所以你要抓住机会。
So we need to seize this opportunity.
另外呢，在母亲节的当天下午，中文学校也邀请我们教会的人去参加他们的活动。
In addition, in the afternoon, the Chinese school will invite people from the church to participate in their activity.
那教会也鼓励你去参加。
And we encourage everyone to go.
为什么
？Why?
因为可以认识新朋友。
Because we can meet new people.
同时邀请新朋友到你的小组去看一看啊。
At the same time, you can invite them to visit your cell group and take a look.
我请问你小组怎么样增长
？So I want to ask you, how does the cell group grow?
所有的教会都一样。
And all the churches should be the same.
请问你的小组怎么增长
？So how does the cell group grow?
第一件大事就是你必须要认识新的朋友。
So the first thing you need to meet new people.
不然你的小组十年前是八个人，现在还是八个人或者更少。
Otherwise, you have eight people in your cell group eight years ago, and right now you still have eight people in your cell group.
原因很简单，因为没有新朋友进来吗
？And the reason is very simple because there's no new people join your group.
然后这些老的朋友可能工作了、搬家了，或者是年纪真的大一点了，就被组接去了。
And maybe you've got some old friend because they're moving because of the work situation, or maybe they are aging and they have been go to the heaven with the Lord.
所以十年前你的小组是八个人，十年后如果你没有新朋友，就可能剩下六个、五个、四个了。
So if you have eight people in your group the 8 years ago, and you are not inviting new people, so right now maybe you only have five or six people in your cell group now.
难怪保罗提醒我们要用智慧与外人福音朋友交往。
No wonder Paul remind us we need to use wisdom to associate with the gospel seeker friends.
那我建议你认识新朋友谈些什么呢
？So what do you need to talk with the new people?
先谈一谈新朋友他有兴趣的话题。
So let's talk about a topic that the new friend they are interested in.
你不需要替我打广告说，哎呀，方牧师讲道讲得多好，不需要。
So you don't have to advise for me say how good the pastor found on his sermon.
我的意思是先以福音朋友他的兴趣为中心。
So I want to emphasize we need to talk about the topic the new people they are interested in.
谈一谈他。关心的他有兴趣的话题。
So we need to talk about the things he is interested in first.
你去关心他的需要。
And then you will care about his needs.
一步一步来。
Step by step.
不用太急。
Don't too hurry.
多为他祷告。
Pray for him more.
特别在平常的日子多多的关心他。他的需要。
In the ordinary days, you sincerely care about his need.
当你这样做的时候，你就在分享主的爱。
When you do this, you are sharing God's love.
他就能感受到你对他的关怀。
And he can feel the care from you.
这就是保罗提醒我们要用智慧与福音朋友交往。
And this is what the Paul reminds us to use the wisdom to associate with the gospel seeker friend.
另外，我还记得我以前的牧师怎么教导我。
And the other ways, I remember my previous pastor taught me.
他教导我说要为弟兄姐妹一个一个的提名祷告。
And he reminds us we need to pray for brother and sister by mentioning the name one by one.
包括为你孩子提名祷告。
Mention your kid's name.
为你的父母提名祷告。
Mention your parents' name.
同样的，我也鼓励你为你亲朋好友提名祷告。
And the same way, I will encourage you to mention your family and your good friends' name.
为什么要提名？
Why we need to mention their name?
因为你不提名的话，就是很模糊的，模模糊糊的一个概念而已。
Because if you don't mention their name, it's so vague when you are praying.
但是当你提名的时候，你的心思意念就集中在你提名的这个人的身上。
So when you mention their name, your mind will be think about this person's needs.
你就会想到这个人的需要。
And you will think about what this person needs.
如果他还没有得救的话，
especially for those who have not been saved.
那你就需要更加迫切的、恒心的每天为他的得救祷告。
Then you have to pray for him urgently every day to be saved.
我深深相信神必按着他丰盛的恩典来垂听你的祷告。
And we believe God will listen to our pleading according to His grace.
那祷告拉近我们和神的关系。
The prayers bring us close to God.
而且祷告也拉近我们和弟兄姐妹的关系。
And through the prayer, we also draw close to our relationship with our brothers and sisters.
真的是如此。
And really so.
请问保罗够属灵了吧？
And do you think that Paul is very spiritual, right?
啊，你看他在第三、第四节怎么说的？
Let's read the verse 3 and 4.
也要为我们，表示保罗和他的同工，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
And pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of the Christ, for which I am in chain. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should.
大家知道，当保罗在写哥罗西书的时候，他人在哪里？
And do you know when Paul was writing the Colossians, where is Paul?
他人在罗马的监狱。
He was locked in the Roman prison.
而且保罗从来没有去过哥林多教会。
And Paul, he had never been to the Colossians.
换句话说，保罗也没有啊和那些哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹见过面，根本就不认识他们。
And that's been the Paul never met the brother and sister at the church of the Colossians.
但是大家就像这个诗歌一样，在主里面都是一家人啊。
But even they haven't met each other, but they are all the big family in the God's kingdom.
所以保罗请求哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹为保罗还有保罗的同工祷告。
But Paul asked them, the brother sister in the church of the Colossians, to pray for him and his co-worker.
啊，要请他们祷告，求神给保罗还有同工开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
So their prayer for name, that God may open the door for their message, so that they may proclaim the mystery of the Christ.
想一想看。
So I want to think about it.
当你生病的时候。
When you were sick.
或者你家里碰到很大的困难。
Okay, when you have trouble.
或者你啊没工作了。
Or you lost your job.
或者你的身份啊在等候当中。
Oh yeah, waiting for your status of the immigrant.
你知道，当你知道教会有一百多位的弟兄姐妹为你祷告的时候。
You know there's more than 100 people in the church are praying for you.
你的感觉。
So how do you feel?
你的感觉是不是很安慰？
So were you, is your heart feel comforted?
我们都看了很多的见证。
And we have to see many testimony.
有的时候是不止一间教会而已。
And not only one church.
有两间、三间，很多的教会，很多的弟兄姐妹在为你的需要祷告。
And maybe just not one church, two churches. There's many, many churches that are praying for you.
你的感受会怎么样？
So how did you feel it?
哇，这么多人关心我。
There's so many people care about me.
甚至有人为我禁食祷告。
And even some people pray for me with a fast.
你的心会不会被感动？你的心会不会得到安慰
？Is your heart be comforted, be touched by that?
主耶稣教导我们说要彼此相爱。
And because the Jesus tells we need to love each other.
彼此相爱就透过我们彼此的代祷表现出来。
So the reality we love each other is revealed by the prayers to each other.
同意的人请说
Those who agree, please say amen.
请大家继续来读哥罗西书的三章二十三到二十四节。
So let's continue to read Colossians chapter 3, 23 to 24.
二十三节呀，一起来听。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因为你们知道，从主那里必得到借为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as the reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
请大家注意二十三节。
So I want to pay attention on the verse 23.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给谁做的？主做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not the man.
基督徒做任何事情不是做外表给人看的。
So the Christian, when we doing whatever we do, we are not doing to show to the other people.
因为当你做的时候，你心里做是为主做的时候呢，主都看见，而且主都纪念。
Whatever we do for our Lord. The Lord is watching and the Lord knows it.
那这个圣经这里教导我们一个非常正确的工作观。
And the Bible today teaches us a very correct view of the world.
所以今天无论你在单位上班，或者在家里面这个做家庭主妇，都是在服侍主。
So whether you work in office or you are being a housewife at home, we are serving the Lord.
广义来说，无论我们做什么，我们都是在侍奉我们的神。
So in general, whatever you do, we are serving the Lord.
神所看重的是我们的一个内心的态度。
So the most important is that God is looking our attitude.
你服侍的时候是你甘心乐意呢，还是很勉为其难呢
？So is your attitude toward serving the Lord is to be willing or forced to do that?
所以牧师常常跟有一些弟兄姐妹说。
And very often I speak to some brothers and sisters.
如果你服侍主成为一个重担，请你来告诉我。
If when you serving our Lord becomes a big burden, please come to talk to me.
我一定请你好好休息。
And I will ask you have a rest.
事工可以不做。
And the ministry we can just lay down a little bit.
因为当基督徒如果心不甘情不愿的时候，那个是很不健康的。
If you are not willing to do that, that's not healthy.
啊、我们要理解一件事情嘛。
We need to understand one thing.
这一位全能的主其实并不需要我们的任何服侍。
Our Almighty God does not need us to do anything for Him.
因为他是无所不能的主。
Because He is the omnipotent.
有什么事情他不能做，还要我们帮他的呢
？So is anything He cannot accomplish, He has to rely on us.
没有。
Nothing.
何况还有千千万万的天使来服侍他。
And moreover, there are thousands of the angels to serve him.
所以我们要明白一个真理。
So we need to understand one truth.
我们能够服侍神是神给我们的机会。
So we need to understand we can serve God is the God give us the opportunity.
那神给我们机会来经历神自己的恩典。
So God give us this opportunity to experience His grace.
啊，这个真理很重要。
So this truth is very important.
不要认为我为主做了多少事，我为主牺牲了什么，奉献了什么。No.
Don't think about you do for the God is because you sacrifice for the God. That's not the truth.
神要我们在地上还活着的时候，透过服侍他来经历他的真实、他的可靠、他的奇妙。
So while we are living in this world, God wants us through the ministry we can experience God's grace.
难怪保罗懂得这个啊这个真理。
So no wonder the Paul understand this truth.
所以他啊，保罗在罗马书十二章十一节这样说。
So the Paul in the Roman, the chapter 12, verse 11 say.
要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
如果你心里不冷不热，干脆不要服侍。
If you are not warm, not cold.So you don't have to serve the Lord.
你要服侍，我就拜托你很认真的服侍。
If you want to serve the Lord, I want you to serve the Lord with earnest, with patience.
广义来说，不是单单在教会的服侍。
So not only serve in the church.
在工作单位也是一样。
And also serve in your workplace.
因为我们服侍的乃是主。
Because the Lord we serve is our Lord.
你不是表面上做给别人看。
We are not doing it for the man.
保罗说要我们怎么样？从心里做，无论做什么，要从心里做，而且是为主而做。
Because the Paul reminds us, whatever we do, you want to keep your spiritual fervor and serving the Lord.
这个为主做的意义就非常重大。
So that's the main thing what we need to do for the Lord.
而且当你用一个热忱和一个认真的态度来服侍主的时候
And when we serve the Lord with the patient, with the sincere
哦，还有更好的事
And there's the other reward from that
请大家注意二十四节
I want to pay attention on the verse 24
因你们知道从主那里必得的基业为赏赐你们所侍奉的乃是主基督
Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
当你心里面知道你是服侍主的时候，那将来你还会得到基业，是神给你的基业为赏赐。
And because when you know you are serving the Lord Christ, in the future you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
你们说好不好？啊，好不好
？Is it
太好了
？Beautiful, wonderful thing.
是不是呢？多美好的事情啊
！So how beautiful is it？
啊，所以如果将来你在天上啊，你看到这个 Michael Boykin， 他头上有一个很大的光环。
So one day we in heaven, you see the brother, the Michael, they have a halo on top of his head.
你不要觉得奇怪。
So don't be feel weird.
因为他可是在主的面前，无论在教会内、教会外，都是非常忠心的、非常认真的为主而做。
Because he's the hard working, not only serving in the church, also outside the church.
啊，为什么他头上有个大大光环，你头上没有光环
？So why there is the big halo on top of his head? It's not a big halo on top of your head.
因为你可能做的心不甘情。
And maybe because you are not willing to serve the Lord.
大家知道我讲的意思。
So everybody know what I mean, right?
所以求主帮助我们。
So we ask for God to help us.
我们要认真的、火热的来好好的服侍主。
So that means we need to keep our spiritual fervor and serving the Lord.
因为主非常看重我们的态度。
Because God is watching our attitude to serve Him.
服侍神有三个重点。
So there's the three points for serving the Lord.
啊，我们看啊，第一个就是你要有忠心。
The first one be faithful.
第二个你要有见识。
The second one be knowledgeable.
第三个要有目标。
The third be goal oriented.
啊，你对主是不是真的非常忠心、恒心而且顺服呢
？So are you truly faithful and obedient to our Lord?
有的时候在教会久了，我们的焦点呢、啊，常常就模糊。
Especially when we have stayed in the church for a long time, sometimes our focus may be blurred.
啊，我们只看到人的缺点，而忘记了教会是主在掌管。
A lot of time we only see the shortcomings of the people and forget that God is in charge of the church.
请问哪一个人没有缺点？
And I want to ask you, which person has no shortcoming?
每一个人都有。
Everyone has shortcoming.
所以主耶稣要我们互相包容。
So God wants us to be tolerant of each other.
那我们要记得我们的注意力是应当一直放在主耶稣基督的身上。
So what we have to remember is that our attention has always focused on the Lord Jesus.
啊，不要老看人，哎呀，这个张三有错，哎呀，这个李四有问题。
And do not pay attention on just on the human.
啊，或者说别人怎么样批评我、误会我也没有关系。
It does not matter how others misunderstand and criticize me.
重要的是你要知道主怎么样看你。
So the most important thing is how the Lord sees me.
啊，这个很重要。
And it's very important.
别人的误会、别人的批评论断都没关系的。
So it doesn't matter how the people criticize me.
而是自己，我这个人能不能在主的面前交账
？So the most important is I'm responsible for the Lord.
这才是最重要。
And this is most important thing.
因为焦点是主。
Because the focus is on the Lord.
是你和主的关系。
And because there's the relationship between you and the Lord.
还有一个重点。
And there's another key point.
就是我们大家是一起来服侍主。
And that's mean we learn together.
那这个我们一起的真理很重要。
The truth of the being together is very important.
我们一起学习，我们一起成长，我们一起服侍主。
We study together, we grow together, we serve the Lord together.
因为主把我们大家一起放在这个大家庭里面。
And because the God put us together to be the big family of the Lord.
做什么？
So what's the purpose for that?
主有一个目的嘛。
So this only have one goal.
这上面写得很清楚啊。成全圣徒，大家念一下来。成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So the goal is to prepare God's people to serve and build up the body of the Christ.
要成全你，各尽其职，大家要一起来建立我们的教会。
So that's mean everyone what does his job in order to build the body of the Christ.
所以这个一起，这个团队的这个一起的真理非常重要。
So being together is very important.
不要一个人单打独斗。
You don't want to do by yourself alone.
啊，你很容易受伤的。
And you are easy to get hurt.
大家一起就有力量。
So if we be together, we have a much strong power together.
就能够互相鼓励。
So we can encourage each other.
第二个重点呢，就是要有见识。
And the second one we talk about, we need to be knowledgeable.
因为单单忠心还不够。
Because the loyalty alone is not enough.
我们还要有属灵的这个见识。
And we still need to have the spiritual knowledge.
就是我们不要被过去一些负面的事情呢所影响。
And we do not want to be tied up by something in the past.
而要用一个积极正面的态度来看圣工。
And we want to treat the ministry with a positive attitude.
一个多礼拜前呢，我去这个 Michigan 呢参加教牧退休会。
And more than 1 week ago, I attend the pastor retreat in Michigan.
啊，我们看一下照片。
And let's take a look at the picture.
啊，这个芝加哥的很多的30多个教会，还有中西部的很多的牧者同工都参加了。
And more than 30 church from the Chicago and the Midwest attended.
在密西根有一间宣道会。
And there's one missionary alliance church in the Michigan.
这一个宣道会，他们植了4间分堂。
They have planted the 4 satellite churches.
啊，不是一间两间的，是4间分堂。
And they are not one or two, but has 4 satellite churches.
他的母会也不是很大，大概也就是300-400人而已。
And the main church is not big, maybe only have 300-400 membership there.
但是他们看见哪个地方有需要，他们就开始植堂，一间、两间、三间、4间分堂出去。
But when they see where there's the need, they start to plant the satellite church around the area.
这就是因为他们的牧者、他们的执事会有见识、有突破。 过。
And that's because their pastor and their deacon, they have the vision and they have the breakthrough.
他们的态度就是对神有信心。
And because their attitudes, they have the faith in God.
他们有这个属灵的看见，有这个见识，他们就努力的去实行。
Because they have the spiritual insight, they have the breakthrough. So that's when they execute whatever their vision there.
那这是我们教会要学习。
And this is the one we need to learn from them.
要更加的积极努力。
So we need to be very active.
上个主日我去Lexington教会分享。
And the last week, I preached in the church in Lexington.
啊，他们在没有牧师的情况下。
And in the absence of the pastor.
他们教会竟然差派短宣队到洪都拉斯去传。
And they have to send a missionary team to the Honduras.
在没有牧师的情况之下，竟然差派一个短宣队到很远的洪都拉斯去传福音。
In the absence of the pastor, they have sent a missionary team to the far, far away place in Honduras.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们真的要加油。
And dear brothers and sisters, we need to cheer each other today.
求主加添我们爱人灵魂的心肠。
So we ask for God give us the heart to love the people's soul.
要有这个热情，要有这个 passion， 要有这个动力。
So today we need to have that enthusiasm to the prosper the gospel.
保罗在腓立比书一章五节这样说。
In Philippians the chapter 1 verse 5.
啊，我们一起读一下起来啊！因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合一的兴旺福音。
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
我再说。
Let's repeat again.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合一的什么兴旺福音嘛
？Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
我们知道教会有两只手。
And we know the church has two hands.
啊，我们看一下 PowerPoint.
And let's look at the PowerPoint then.
就是一只手，教会的一只手要培灵，另外一只手要传扬。
And one hand is for the spiritual revival, the other hand is for the gospel preach.
关键是教会的两只手要一起动。
And the key point is we need to do with the both hands together.
那教会不能只有培灵而从来不去传福音。
And we cannot just have revival the spirit but not evangelize.
我岂会培了半天的灵，为的就是要怎么样传福音嘛？
And the reason because we spend time to nurture the spirit is want to spread the good news of the Jesus.
你培了半天的灵，你灵命再好，圣经的知识再多。目的就是主装备了我们要去传福音嘛。
And the reason we spending time to nurture our spirit is prepare us to spread the gospel.
教会也不能只传福音而不培灵。
And the church we cannot just preach the gospel but not nurture the spirit.
因为如果我们没有良好的装备，没有良好属灵的装备，我们怎么去打仗呢
？And because we if we do not have spiritual equipment, how can we fight?
原来一问我们，一问三不知。
And because when people ask us, we know nothing.
啊，我们跟魔鬼、撒旦怎么打这个属灵的征战呢
？And we are fighting with the devil, the Satan.
所以我们必须要有很好属灵的装备。
So we must be well equipped in the troops, in the spiritual equipment.
三方面的装备。
There's three things we need to prepare ourselves.
在真理上，在生命上，还有在生活上。
So that's the in the truth, in the life, and in living.
非常清楚。
And that's very clear here.
在真理上，在生命上，在生活上。
So that means we need to equip us in truth, in life, and in living.
三方面都要一起进行。
So we need to work on the three aspects.
所以我们看见一间合神心意的教会。
So we can build up the church to fill the God's will.
肯定是一面培灵一面传扬的教会。
So we are for sure. We need to have the one aspect for the spiritual revival. The other aspect is to preach the gospel.
那教会的这两只手要一起做，两只手要一起动工。
So we need to work with the both hands together.
另外呢，我跟这个邱弟兄去参加退休会的另外一个收获是什么呢
？And another benefit for attending this retreat with Jack and me.
啊，就是知道有一个很好的主日学教材。
And because we find out there's the good Sunday school material.
啊，叫做基督生平。
The life of the Christ.
很多芝加哥中西部的教会都在使用基督生平这个主日学教材。
And many church in the Middle West they use it.
我问了几位牧师，他们都大力的推荐《基督生平》的这个教材。
And there's a many a pastor recommended.
那这原来是神学院的延伸课程。
And this is the extended courses at the seminary.
啊，是非常好的教材。
And this is a very good course.
所以感谢神，我们这次去这个教牧退休会有很多的学习，很多的领受。
And thanks God, we have a lot of the learning and the reward when we go to the retreat.
所以求主帮助我们，不但有忠心，而且要见识。
So we pray to God, not only we faithful to Him, also we are knowledgeable.
所以求主来扩大我们属灵的看见。
So we ask for God to expand our the spiritual vision.
第三个，教会要有目标。
And the third one, we talk about our church is the goal oriented.
我们常说意向，这个 vision， 其实 vision 就是 goal。Vision 说的简单一点，就是一个具体的目标。
We have to mention vision very often, so exactly vision is the goal.
我们教会的主题就是做主门徒，传主福音。
So what is the theme for our church this year? That means to be disciple of the Lord and spread the gospel of the Lord.
那如果人家问你了
，If somebody asks you,
什么叫做主门徒？怎么样做主的门徒呢
？So how do you act as a disciple?
你怎么回答
？So how do you answer that?
你有没有想过
？Have you think about it?
你先要预备好。
So you need to prepare for yourself.
你问问自己是不是主的门徒啊
？So you have to ask yourself first: Are you the disciple of the Lord?
是不是真的是主的好门徒
？Are you really a true good disciple of the Lord?
第一件事情就是你每天要好好的灵修。
So the first thing we need to do, you need to have a good devotion every day.
弟兄姐妹一定要把这个属灵的基本功做好。
So we must be trained this spiritual basic skill well.
第一件事情就是，无论你再怎么忙，每天要花三五分钟的时间，好好的灵修亲近主。
So the first thing is, doesn't matter how busy you are, you need to spend 3 to 5 minutes in the devotion every day.
而且能够把主的一句话能够常常的默想。
And you need to meditate the one.Sentence from God.
而且在这一个礼拜的生活当中去操练。
And need to practice whatever you the word you learn from the devotion every day.
这样你的生命就会被改变。
And then your life will be transformed.
罗马书那里说啊，心意更新而变化，查验神纯全善良的旨意。
And because the Romans say we need to.Change our mind and heart very often, so we can know what's the God's meaning.
我们知道一个多礼拜前呢，教会有一个大扫除。
And we know more than 1 week ago, we have a church cleaning.
哦，感谢主，来了很多的弟兄姐妹。
And praise the Lord, we have so many brothers and sisters came.
还有来了大概有17位的这个高中的同学。
And in addition to 17 senior high school came.
哦，当你看见有这么多年轻有活力的这些同学来帮忙把那个外面的树枝打扫干净的时候，你的感觉会很好。
So it's really good. We have so many energetic young people. They come to clean out the branches outside.
还有我们的主日学的门徒知道快要上完了。
And you know our Sunday school class, the discipleship is going to finish.
然后我们要上解经学。
And the next, we are going to study the exegesis.
啊，就是以圣经来解释圣经更有深度的一个课程。
So that's why this course we're going to use the Bible scripture to explain the Bible scripture, so we can have more the deep understanding.
因此，我们是有目标的。
So that's why we have goal here.
我们是一个阶段一个阶段有目标的，一层一层往上走。
So that's mean we have goal and we are going to reach our goal level by level.
我们知道6月份要办 BBS.
And we know in June we have the vocational Bible school.
啊，我们这个小朋友的目标是希望有五十位来参加。
And our goal is to have the 50 children.
不仅仅是那一个礼拜的 VBS.
And not only just one week the vocational Bible school.
后面还有很多关怀探访的工作要做。
And after that, there's a lot more to visit and care.
所以我们是一个目标导向的教会。
So we are a goal-oriented church.
这样大家就能够一起来集中目标，对着这个目标而努力。
So in this way, we can work together to aim at this goal.
就像保罗提醒我们的。
And just the Paul remind us.
保罗说：“忘记背后，努力面前，向着什么标杆怎么样直跑。”
Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal.
保罗说：“你忘记背后啊，忘记背后，努力面前。你要有一个标杆，就是有一个目标。你向这个目标怎么样直跑，专心的对着这个目标而努力。”
Because the goal once again remind us, forgetting what is behind, and you have to strain toward what is ahead, and that is the goal ahead us. So we need to press on toward the goal.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我常常在思想一件事情
，And I think about one thing often，
也在祷告寻求神的带领
，And I'm seeking for the God's wisdom。
神把我们从四面八方放在这个教会里做什么
？And the Lord Jesus put us from the whole world together. What is the purpose for it？
神一定有一个他自己的计划。
So God must have His good intention.
那神要透过你我他我们来成就神自己的美意。
Because the Lord wants to achieve His plan, meaning through you and me, us together.
所以我们真的要非常珍惜我们在一起的时间。
So we need to cherish the time we are together.
多说造就的话。
And speak positively.
多多肯定弟兄姐妹的努力。
And then to confirm what their effort there.
我们有信心，我们的教会一定会兴旺起来。
And we have confidence our church will prosper.
今天的题目是侍奉和祷告的意义。
Today's topic is the meanings of the service and prayer.
侍奉之前需要祷告。
Prayer before serving.
保罗在哥罗西书四章二到三节这里说。
In the Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, the Paul reminds us,
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message.So that we may proclaim the mystery of the Christ, for which I am in chain.
最后，我们来复习侍奉主的三个重点。
At last, we are going to review three points of serving the Lord.
好，我们一起来读一下，一起来听。有忠心
，be faithful.
有见识
，be knowledgeable.
有盼望
，be goal-oriented.
我们重新祷告。
Let's pray together.
天地万物的主，我们感谢你给我们的信心。
Our Father and the Lords of the heaven and the earth, we want to thank you the information you give to us.
我们求你加添我们的力量。
We pray you give us the strength.
让我们心里火热，常常服侍你。
Let us always serve you with compassion.
我们也恳求你的大爱充满我们。
We pray for you fill us with your great love.
帮助我们成为爱的使者
Help us become the messenger of love
尽一切的可能传扬主你的救恩
Do everything possible to proclaim your salvation
因为你的心意是愿意万人得救不愿一人沉沦
Because your will you want to save all people but not want anyone to perish
求你帮助我们有突破有见识有行动
And please help us to have the breakthrough and have the action.
求你带领我们路程华人基督教会。
Please lead our Louisville Chinese Mission Church.
成为一个合主心意的教会。
So we can be fulfill your will.
加添我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Give us the faith, give us the love, give us the hope to you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
All the thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.